Well, we welcome you inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside Greg Cosell. And Greg, it's time to take a look at one of the money positions in the NFL, pass rushers, edge rushers, and we'll start with the man who was the best in the league in 2014, Justin Houston, 22 sacks for Kansas City.
It is one of the two premium positions, you could argue, in the NFL, quarterback and pass rusher. And if you can rush the quarterback, you're going to make a lot of money. And we're going to watch Justin Houston right here. And Houston came out of Georgia. He was not a first-round pick. He had some issues off the field, as I recall, concerns about his desire and his effort. But over these last couple of years, Bo...
No concerns here.
No, none here. And certainly Joseph Barksdale, the right tackle, he wasn't really worried about that here as he gets beat, as we'll see. But Houston is a guy that has a tremendous combination of quickness, lateral agility, power, he can bull rush. He is what you want as an edge pass rusher. Now, in Kansas City, he played 3-4 outside linebacker in their base, and then he was just a pure edge rusher when they went to their sub packages, which was predominantly dime, where he normally stood up, as we saw here. He did not put his hand on the ground very often. So that's something you have to consider when you take a look at him. We'll see if he gets to the free agent market, but he is an outstanding edge rusher with multiple attributes.
Well, you mentioned that Houston, not a first-round pick when he came out. Jerry Hughes was a first-round pick of the Indianapolis Colts. Didn't do much there. Then went to Buffalo, and he's coming off back-to-back 10-sack seasons.
No, and he's played very well, particularly this year. I thought Hughes, I watched a lot of this Buffalo defense, which was one of the top three or four defenses in the league, and Hughes flashed every time I watched. And I think, you know, he was initially a Bill Polian pick, and a lot of people thought, hey, bad pick. Look at him get underneath the pads of the left tackle. And this is what you try to do as a bull rusher. You're trying to get inside and underneath the pads of an offensive lineman who's obviously bigger than you are. But if you can get inside of him, you can move him no matter how much more he weighs than you do. Hughes was also very, very good against the run this year. He's a very active, disruptive player.
All right, we move to the New York Giants now. And Jason Pierre-Paul, of course, a player with whom Eagles fans will be very familiar. Had that great second season. Dipped a little bit production-wise, but had a good year in 2014.
Yeah, and he's a 4-3 DN, Bo. I mean, he's not an outside linebacker. You see him in a three-point stance here with his hand on the ground. And you're going to see a bull rush here as well. He's a guy with his length, with his long arms. He can really transform from speed to power pretty effectively, and he still has some edge quickness. He's a guy that if you can get him back to his optimum level, and he's still a young player, I think people lose sight of the fact that he's not been in the league 10 years, because it seems like we've been talking about him for a long time, but he's still a relatively young player. If you can get him healthy back to his optimum level, he's a really good edge pass rusher.
And also very good against the run with those long levers that
he's
got.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, another guy in the NFC East, Brian Arakpo, who has had his trouble staying healthy, certainly. But you'll see the burst here. He's unblocked, but you can just see the quickness in the power.
Yeah, and he's a 3-4 outside backer, really like Arakpo. Always felt that that the production should be more. As you said, he was hurt this year, but I think he only had one sack up to that point. He's a guy that's a forward-moving player. If you're going to sign Brian Arakpo, you're not signing him to drop into coverage. You're not signing him to set the edge in the run game. You're signing him because he's a forward-moving player with an excellent combination of power and quickness as an edge pass rusher. That's what he is.
All right, as we take a look from the premier guys now to sort of those second-level players, a very versatile chess piece for a defensive coordinator, Pernell McPhee from the Baltimore Ravens, coming off his best season, 7.5 sacks production-wise, but he's a guy who can really move around.
Yeah, one of my favorite players to watch. I noticed him, I think, as a rookie, and he's only been a guy who's played 20, 25 snaps a
game. And
that's
the question.
You're exactly right. The big question is, if you sign McPhee, you know, I always make the analogy in baseball. If you have a seventh-place hitter who hits 30 home runs and knocks in 90 runs, and you sign him to be your cleanup man, can he do that? You know, here's McPhee, who plays 25, 30 snaps and is really, really good, a nice stunt here. Can you sign McPhee and expect him now to play 60, 65 snaps at this same level? That's the question teams will have to answer. And there's no definitive answer right now. That's in the eye of the beholder, the eye of the evaluator. But when you watch McPhee on film, he moves all over the defense, aligns in many different places, and is an excellent pass rusher. And pass rushing, as we said when we started, it's always at a premium.
I would argue that a guy who's hitting 30 home runs shouldn't be hitting seventh to begin with, but that's a conversation for another day. Greg, let's talk about Jabal Sheard from the Cleveland Browns. 8.5 sacks, yeah. His rookie season. His numbers have declined every year since. Does he still have anything left?
He's always struck me as a high-effort player, Bo, and I think on defense that's really important. You want to see guys play with high energy, what I like to call a playing personality. I think Sheard's one of those guys. He came into the league, as I recall, with an injury, a shoulder injury that scared a lot of teams off. Who knows where he is physically at this point? But I think as sort of a secondary pass rusher, a rotational player, that Sheard can fit in your system. I think even though he's not big, I think he really rushes the quarterback better from a three-point stance, as we saw here. I don't think he's truly a 3-4 outside linebacker in a base defense, even though he has been used that way in his career.
And that was certainly a powerful bull rush right. He had there. All right, Jason Worlds, a player who's rumored to be of interest to the Eagles last season. He was tagged by the Steelers, going to be a potential free agent again, and he's a player who you also like.
I do like Jason Worlds, and he's a 3-4 outside backer. Dick LeBeau moved him around an awful lot. Here you see him in their base 3-4 lined up on the left side. But when they go to their sub package, which was almost always nickel, you might see him as a stand-up joker in the middle of the defense. They set up a lot of pressures for him. I think that he's a good player. I feel that his skill set is such that he can be a better player. And here you see him. Good combination of lateral agility, some speed, some power. I like Jason Worlds, and I think that he's truly a 3-4 kind of player, but he has a skill set where when you go to your sub packages, you can move him around and he can be very, very effective.
All right, finally, Greg, we know the Eagles have had interest in former Texans over the past few years. How about Brooks Reed, another 3-4 outside linebacker from Houston, of course. And I remember watching him at the Senior Bowl thinking he had very violent hands as that held up in the NFL.
Yeah, good player, a former teammate of Connor Barwin's. They played together for a couple years in Houston. Another guy who's really a 3-4 outside backer, athletic kid, can rush the quarterback, and you're going to see that here. But I think that Brooks Reed, you know, I felt here's a nice power rush, by the way, but I think that Brooks Reed, to me, is a better player than the numbers might suggest. Obviously, he's on a defense with J.J. Watt,
right,
who gets a lot of numbers. But I think Brooks Reed is a good edge pass rusher. You saw there on that bull rush the strong hands you mentioned. And I think he's got some speed and some quickness to bend the edge a little bit. And also used to drop into coverage, so I think he can play moving backwards as well. Although that's usually last on the list of 3-4 outside linebackers when you're looking for attributes. But I think Brooks Reed is one of the most intriguing edge players in this free agent class.
Yeah, started all 4 years in Houston, so he has that experience playing in a 3-4 defense. So we will see what happens as free agency opens soon enough. But for now, we say goodbye from the film room. For Greg Cosell from NFL Films, I'm Bo Wolf. We will see you next time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.